Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today, and we're picking up where we left off yesterday. And we've been talking about the principle of faith, which is calling things that be not as though they were. And we know that God's given us authority and freedom to choose. God will not force anything on anybody. And so we have to determine what His will for our life is and then pray according to that will, and then God answers it. That is according to 1 John 5:14 and 15. And so we believe in God for great and mighty things in this new season. And I want to just encourage each and every one of you to start calling things that be not as though they were over your own life, over your children's lives, over your finances, over your body, over your healing, over your job, over your marriage. Call things that are not as though they were if you want them to improve. You see, we are agents of change, and that is God's method of change, by calling things that are not as though they were. And so we want to pick up again from where we left off yesterday. And we know that God so loved the world. It's God who loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He doesn't want anyone to perish. So we're going to pick it up right now and see what it is that God's telling us and where He's taking us.
He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish. The Bible says He does not want that one person would perish and go to hell. He doesn't want one, but He hasn't forced anyone to be saved. He doesn't want one person to be sick, but He has not forced anybody to be healed. What does that mean? It means I've got to take the authority that's given to me, go with the will of God, the word of God, and I've got to pray according to His will. And when I pray for healing, I know it's His will. I'm telling you, and you stand on that word of God, by the stripes on your back, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. I was healed, I were healed, I is healed. It's a done deal. Thank you, Lord. It's a legal right of mine. I have got it. It's mine, even when you're lying in there with the tubes in your body. That's the way God brings change. God didn't look out and say, "Woo, it's dark." Did He? He used words to create. He had creative power. You've got creative power. He looked out. Remember, made in His image and likeness. He looked out. He saw the darkness. He didn't say it's too dark. He just said, light be. He called what He wanted. And it became. Amen? He didn't say it's dark, because if it did, it would still be dark. And you've got to stop saying, I'm broke. I can't do it. Call yourself what God calls you. A child of God, and you're a royal priesthood. He called us a peculiar nation of royal priesthood people. That means royalty. Of course I'm royalty. Why? Because He's the King. And I'm His child. I've got to be royalty. Tell Prince Charles he's not royalty. He'll come and tell you something else. Right? You're royalty, and you've got an anointing, a priestly anointing. And with that anointing, you make decrees and declarations and prophetic words. Amen. And as a king, when you decree something, let me tell you something, it has to come to pass. Amen. Amen. All right, so I'm going to close with this. The use of the present tense, have, when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. And the other one, whatsoever you ask, if you ask according to His will, when you pray, believe that He's heard you, and you know you have the petitions you have desired of Him. That word have, sometimes it trips people up, because they think, well, I got prayed for, where is it? In a flash, in an instant. You know, I prayed for the money. It's not here. And I've tithed already once this year. You've got to do it according to his will, right? No, seriously. And you get prayed for healing. You get prayed for peace. You get prayed for a job. The job doesn't come for a few weeks. And we just gone. It's done. We let our faith go. We grow weary in well-doing. We grow weary in believing. We let it go. And Jesus says, no, you will have it. Now, here's what happens with this. The use of the present word have, the present tense word have, does not necessarily indicate an immediate manifestation of what we prayed for. Get out of that mindset that it's going to happen the second you say it. Because if you're in that mindset, the devil's going to do everything in his power to prove you wrong, to prove God wrong, to prove the word doesn't work. He comes immediately what? To steal what? The word. The word. How does he steal the word out of you? He holds things up. That's why you got to demand. You got to take forcefully. Heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force, the Bible says in the book of John. You can't sit back and wait for the devil. Oh, shame. I feel sorry for you. Okay, get healed. Ain't going to happen. Amen. But what it does indicate, the word have, what it does indicate, and immediately it indicates an immediate assurance that it has already been granted to us by God. The assurance is there. If it's in line with his word, it doesn't mean I've got to get it that split second, but I've got the assurance that God's approved it, the requisition's been okayed and passed. Now, I used to buy stuff from America, from South Africa. I was a buyer. So we bought a lot of stuff from America and Germany and Japan, all places. We'd buy it, it'd come to South Africa. The day I put the order in and I spoke to them on the phone, I didn't get it the next day or that same day. That's where I learned ASAP. They didn't have Amazon. Good one. Good one. But I didn't get it the next day. I learned ASAP. How soon do you want it? ASAP. That's all you could do. And there was a waiting period for it to come, but it always came. It always came. The requisition filled in. The funds went out. Everything worked out exactly the way it's supposed to work out in the modern way of doing dealings and business. And the goods arrived. How many of you ordered from Amazon before? Any hands? I tell you, Amazon and myself are almost on first names. But really, you order from Amazon. How many times did it not arrive? Let me see your hands. Not a hand. But the fact is, you've bought something, you've paid for it, they've given you the go-ahead, it arrives. Maybe not the time you want it. I want it tonight. It comes 4 or 5 days later, maybe. Nowadays, it's same-day deliveries. It's crazy. But it always comes. With God, you've got the insurance, a request has been put in the kingdoms of heaven, in the realm of heaven, in the courts of heaven. They've approved it because it's in line with his will. Now all I've got to do is stand in faith and say, so be it, I'm healed. Even when you've got snot running out your throat, excuse me, but that's what you've got to do. I am healed. Even when you've got pus coming out of the boil, you've got to say, I am healed. Even when the doctor said you don't stand a chance, you have to claim, I am healed. By the stripes on Jesus' back, I call things that are not as though they were, and that brings it to pass in my life. Amen. 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 And that is a principle of faith. Yes. Amen. Amen. Next week, I'm going to give you some really lovely stuff. You're going to love it. When is Christmas week? 2 weeks. So I've got next week. I can do this. Praise God. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Now put your hand on your heart. Everyone put your hand on your heart and say, Father God, the word has been received. The seed has gone into good soil. I will start watching what it is that I do and say, and I will start to call things that are not as though they were. In Jesus' name, amen. And the takeaway is this: speak what you want, not what you have. Speak what you want, not what you have. You want healing, you got sickness, don't speak sickness, speak healing. According to the will of God. Amen. Call things that are not. And speak in line with the word of God. So it's really three things. Really, all you got to do. Speak what you want, not what you have. Number two, speak in line with God's word. And number three, believe you have it. And it'll come to pass. You're not sure? Try it. Test it out. And you'll see God will touch you. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God. So Father, we just thank you today and we give you the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory. We thank you that you're continually lifting us up. And even though this may be new for some of us, Father God, we want to hear it again and again. We want to start to learn to start operate the way you said to operate. And we want to start calling things that are not as though they were. And we want to take authority over our own lives now. We want to take authority over our children. And the enemy, stop the enemy in his tracks from attacking our children in the name of Jesus. And train them to do it themselves so they can stand on their own two feet. We thank you for this word, this great will and testament that you gave to us. We thank you for it. And we hope to accomplish all that you want us to accomplish. In the name of Jesus, we will. Right now, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're in this place and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to become a child of God. That's the start. You might say, you know, I kind of used to serve God, but I backslid, I moved away. God is waiting for you like He was waiting for the prodigal son. His arms are open. He's not going to chastise you. He's not going to beat you up. He's going to love you. He's going to love you and love you and love you. You might say, I'm not sure if I'm saved. Well, then why don't we just make certain today? Watching on the internet as well, this is for all of us. The Bible said in John 3:3, if you're not born again, you can't even see the kingdom of heaven. Never mind understand how it operates. Verse 5, it said you must be born of water, which we are, and of the Spirit. That's a new birth. And then in Romans 10:9 and 10, he says, here's how you do it. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you want to receive Jesus Christ today or recommit your life, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're in this place, don't worry about anyone looking around. If you want to receive Jesus or recommit your life, if that's you, I want you to say this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I come to you today. And I give you my life, my spirit, soul, and body. I'm tired of being fatherless. I want the good Father, the good Shepherd. Please come into my life and forgive me and make me brand new. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live more abundant life. I've done this today. And according to your word, heaven is my home. God is now my Father. My name's in the book of life. Amen and amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a shout in this house. Oh, yes, Lord. If anyone needs prayer, please come to the front and we'll pray for you for whatever it is.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching